This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. And because it's the Cambridge Science Festival, we're profiling some of the cutting-edge research that's happening in Cambridge University's pathology department this week. And still to come, the ingenious strategy that ensures that viruses don't infect the same cell twice. Plus, are there any forms of cancer that you can catch? Before then, let's find out what's been making scientific headlines around the world. And the space tourism industry might be about to take a knock before it's even got off the ground, thanks to new research confirming that microgravity appears to be bad for your eyes. Are you a would-be astronaut, Kat?
No, I get really bad travel sickness, so I just think space would be the end for me.
Well, there's a paper which has come out in the journal Radiology this week. It's by Larry Kramer and his colleagues. He's at the University of Texas Medical School in Houston. And this paper is a follow-up of an initial paper from last November, which they published in Ophthalmology. This time they've looked at 27 astronauts who have, on average, 108 orbit days. And what these patients show in their MRI scans are significant changes to both their eyes but also their pituitary glands. So in two-thirds of them there are changes. What they've done is to scan in thin slices right through the heads of these people. They find that in 9 of the 27 there's evidence of increased deposition of fluid around their optic nerve sheaths. So the optic nerve is invested in connective tissue and there's fluid which has built up under that. In 6 of the astronauts, the backs of their eyeballs are flat, so when they leave Earth, their eyes are a globular, spherical shape. If you look in the paper, it's rather worrying because the backs of the eyes, where the optic nerve goes into this eyeball, it's flat. And 4 of the astronauts have got bulges in their optic disc. This is the structure inside the eyeball you can see if you look in with an ophthalmoscope, where the nerves come out and then run into the retina. And in an additional 3 of the astronauts, there are tiny cavities opening up inside their pituitary glands. And this tallies with what NASA have said in the past that they've known for a long time, which is that people who spend a long time in space do report problems with their vision. People who do short space journeys about a third of the time report visual problems. And people who do long tours in space get problems 60% of the time. And these are problems with either an exacerbation of short or long-sightedness. So what the researchers speculate in their paper is that this is a problem to do with fluid, because if you are in microgravity for an extended period, the normal hydrostatic effect of gravity pulling water down in your body is lost, and the water just builds up all around the body in various tissues. And this probably explains also why astronauts get a bit puffy-faced. If you look at them in pictures bobbing around on the International Space Station, their face is quite swollen, probably because of an accumulation of fluid. And what they think is happening is because in the brain it's a sealed space inside the vault of the skull, if fluid moves out of the bloodstream and collects in the tissue there, the tissue can't simply swell up like the astronaut's face, so it gets pressure put upon it. And as a result, structures change shape. And if this includes your eyeball, then the optics don't tend to work so well. And if it includes other things like your pituitary, then subsequently the nerves might not work so well. This does appear to be something that's important in people who spend extended periods of time in space. And so maybe the space tourism industry may or may not be impacted. But certainly if we are seeking to send people to Mars, which I know is a project that is on the table, that's going to be at least a year in space, and that could be a problem.
That's put your dreams of going to space on hold, maybe, Chris.